Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Set Point and Side Eyes. So I'm your host, Akila, and basically I play volleyball, but I also love reading books, which books are really fun. And this is like my podcast where I'm going to give you my thoughts on volleyball plays and basically reading book reviews and giving my own reviews along the way. This is my first ever episode, so if my voice sounds a little bit closer or further away, just know I will be working out the kinks with this. And yeah, thank you for listening. Okay, so basically, since it's my first episode, I think you guys should get to know me a little bit. And to start off this episode first, I'll say my favorite color is blue. I'm sorry for any background noise you can hear. You know, my brother's screaming at his game. But anyways, yeah, so my favorite color is blue. I play volleyball, love reading books, and I'm 16. Okay. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. All right, so first, I'm going to, like, talk volleyball first because it is called Set Point and Side Eyes, but whatever. Anyways, so we had a single elimination tournament this week for volleyball, and I can only sigh because we were going, okay, so let me paint a picture. It's Saturday. I wake up. We're supposed to leave at like 8:30 because my coach is like, oh, we want you guys to be there early. Our game starts at 9:15, and he's like, make sure you're there 15 minutes early at minimum. So I was like, oh, I need to leave at 8:30 so I could get there between 8:55 and 9 so I could get there. So basically, I wake up and I like get my phone and I'm looking at it. I go shower, I come back, I put my clothes on my bed, and I look in the group chat to see basically what jersey we're wearing. And so I do all that, I can't find my phone, and already it was a fiasco in the morning. We left at like 8:42, so like I said, a complete fiasco. But my day continuously got, I wouldn't say worse, but like our game made me so mad because we're going against a team that they beat us already. Like they've been beat us, but we're like, okay, we're gonna go into this, and our team's playing best out of three. We're going into this, and I want to say we're all hyped, but I'm hyped. A few of the other people are hyped too. And without further ado, the game goes. It's going. Everything's going good. We're literally winning. Like I don't even understand. Set one, we're doing amazing. And then this girl on my team, not naming names, but she's very short. But anyways, if you know, anyways, but basically, so she wants to let balls drop, which is like, whatever, really got me mad. And then not only that, but everyone in the court was standing up, and it's just like, get on your toes and bend down and reach your arms out, bend down, get ready for serve receive. Like, why are we standing up on serve receives? It made me so mad. And me and my teammate were just like, if you don't want to play, get off the court, because who do you think you are? But anyways, that's my little volleyball rant for right now. Anyways, without further ado, we're getting into the book portion of this podcast, which might be long. I'm not sure. Okay, let's see. So for my reviews, I will be using Goodreads. And it's probably going to take me a while to like sift through these reviews. But I figured, you know what? Let me do this. Why not? Like, let me just try. So, basically, these books are going to come from all kinds of genres. Like, I'm not even sure what genre they're going to come from. I'm just going to be looking at it, see if there's anything I would personally read. But I guess to start off, I should like start off with a review from me, right? So my review, I gave this book a 5 out of 5 stars, and it's The Boyfriend by Freda McFadden. And this is how it goes. Wow. Just wow. This book is so captivating, and it draws you into it, and it makes you wonder what's going to happen next, who's going to die next. The ending completely got me. It was far different than I thought. Anyways, 5 out of 5, so good. Definitely a recommendation. And a little background on, like, me and, like, this author, Freida McFadden. Honestly, my friend put me on one of her books. I think it was, I don't want to say the name and it's wrong, but it's something about lying. Never lie, never lie. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. And I thoroughly enjoyed the book. So I went on my own and read another book from that same author. And I love it. Honestly, let me read you another review from me so you guys can kind of get, like, a feel for me and, like, my reviews and how I'm going to be reacting to some of these people's reviews. Hopefully, I find something that I can be like, girl, what are you talking about? If not, please bear with me if I don't. Okay, so another one of my reviews. So we have Powerless by Lauren Roberts. I gave this book a 5 out of 5 stars too because, honestly, anyways, let's get into it. This is how my review goes. This has got to be the best book I've ever read. I love the fact that the characters are multidimensional. Like, they're going through real problems and they're facing challenges that I think we can apply to our lives. Okay, so Peyton, I'm so sorry for the background noise. Okay, so Peyton, she's going through so much and feeling like it's unjust what happened to her father and countless others. Her relation with Kai is actually so amazing. Like, big baddie energy. That's that BBE, big baddie energy, if you know what I mean. All the threats she makes to Kai and just the banter they had, I was kicking my feet up and giggling. I love the fact that Peyton doesn't fall for Kai right away, and for her it's like a slow burn, but he knows right away. I did not think she was gonna go through with the betrayal. Our girl is a total baddie for killing the king. This is like one of those spoiler reviews, so if you haven't read it and you just found that out, I'm sorry. Okay, anyways, overall, Peyton is someone I aspire to be because of the fact that she knows what she believes and she can play the part when she wants, but never forgets who she is. And then Kai, we got some like little dash marks for him. He's charismatic, he's funny, he's such a flirt, but in the best way possible. Anyways, he's facing his own problems while he's also trying to be there for his brother, and I think it's so amazing that he doesn't want Kit to see the evil their father is. And can I just say, the night dancing session with Peyton, like, girl, absolutely perfection. The mere fact that he cares so much, for me the scene was amazing. Overall, Kai's a great male lead, and the process of reading the book, he stole my heart. So my review was done, this review for this one was done on October 1st, 2024, which I know was months ago, but I meant it when I say this was one of the best books I read because I actually enjoy that book. Fun fact, I don't like the second book at all. But yeah. Okay, let's see if I can find any reviews. Like, I really want to find a review that I can just, like, hate on because someone has to hate on these reviews. Like, we can't all just be like, oh my goodness, these reviews are so good, oh my gosh, I completely understand. Like, no, I'm not even trying to be like a pessimist or something, but I do wanna hate on it. But why can't I find any reviews? Of course, at one time I'm like looking for reviews, no one wants to have any reviews, but wait, let me see, guys. I'm so sorry. Like, I need to find a review. Okay. Wow. This review is long. I'm not sure if I want to read it, but this one, I believe, is like a romanticy. It's called Her Soul for a Crown by Alsha Ramira, and it's a 2.5 stars, and it's by May. And her reviews, I really wanted to love this because it had all the elements I look for in a fantasy romance, a revenge-driven heroine, a pining male main character, plotting, scheming, morally gray characters, squabbling deities, later power dynamics in a witch world. honestly, so far, this is actually captivating me because she gave this a 2.5, and that already seems... But anyways, the book does deliver on it at first. I'm just skimming it. I was hooked early on, but somewhere around the middle, the story lost me. Two parallel plot lines. Nothing could keep them interesting to follow the storyline. Side characters couldn't hold it. I struggled to connect with her emotionally. Wow. Okay, basically, honestly, even though she says she doesn't like this book, like, I actually want to read it. Like, I know that seems so bad, but, like, it doesn't seem that bad. Honestly, it seems like low-key she's, like, over-exaggerating because what do you mean you couldn't follow the story? Actually, I understand that she can't follow, excuse me, I burped, the storyline, but, like, girl, what? Oh, my goodness. Next up, ooh, my ankle hurts so bad. Okay, next up, this review is a 4-star review, and the book is People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. And this is Lauren's review. But before we start on Lauren's review, like, Emily Henry is just like, I don't know why people like her books. They're like, oh my goodness, great beach read, love her books, this is a good book. But I've read some of her books, and honestly, I don't know what it is, but it's not like they're bad, but it's not like they're good either, if that makes sense. Okay, so yeah, let's get into Lauren's review. I really enjoyed this. I'd say it's definitely on the slow side, but the journey is worth the destination. Emily Henry's writing is so atmospheric and immersive. The traveling parts were so descriptive, but in a simple way. I felt like I was there on the trip with them. As far as the story itself, it was best friends to lovers done right. Their relationship made sense. The characters were so fully developed that after reading, I felt like this was written about real people. This is going to be a fantastic movie. I can't wait. Okay. So, first of all, I would like to say, in her second sentence, when she's like, this is definitely on the slower side. For me personally, tell me if anyone agrees, but me personally, when it comes to books being on the slower side, like, I have to be in the right mood to read them, because I really like books that get into it right away, but at the same time, I don't, like, I don't know, like, it really depends on my mood for me to be reading a slow book. But it was very descriptive. That sounds good. It was a best friends to lovers done right. Okay, this is a trope that, like, I find very interesting, like, best friends to lovers, because it's like, these are the type of tropes that, like, when I hear my friends talking about, oh, but he's got his homegirl, his girl best friend, these are the type of tropes that just be like, oh, best friends to lovers, like, I don't know, it just, like, rubs me the wrong way sometimes. But low-key, I think it's good if, like, in real life, if your relationship starts like that, because then you're like, okay, so I'm just yapping at this point. But yeah, like, sometimes in real life that's how it goes, but in, like, books sometimes I feel like it's not really, like, done properly. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like it's just not executed properly. So I do love that Lauren added their relationship made sense, unlike a lot of other books in this trope. I appreciate Lauren's review, honestly. Based on that, I would maybe read the book, but I do not like Emily Henry. Okay, next up we have the book One Golden Summer by Carly Fortune, and this is Caitlin's review. And basically, let me just get into her review. So Caitlin's review, this is a 3-star. This is how it goes. I felt this book was missing things, or I wish things were communicated better. I got annoyed how they ignored their feelings, but the summer like vibes are so magnificent, and Charlie as a flirt is to die for. Alice became such a beautiful, confident woman, and she only needed to be seen by someone to fully understand. It's always been there. Nan was my favorite. Okay, so right off the bat, just taking a look at the author, for me, Carly Fortune, I've read one of her books maybe two, no one. I think, sorry for the background noise again, but I think her book is called Meet Me at the Lake. I actually enjoyed that book. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I definitely need to read more books from her. Going into the first sentence, the book was missing things, or I wish that they were communicated better. Honestly, communication in books is just like, to me, I agree, like, it needs to be communicated what's happening, what's going on. Like, I'm not sure. Oh, like, and then she talks about how they ignored their feelings. Well, Caitlin, it's a review. Well, it's not like she's listening. But for her review, like, yeah, that's how it is sometimes in books. The main characters are gonna ignore their feelings for each other and bury it under the surface. I mean, it happens in books, it happens in real life, it happens in movies. So I'm like, okay, I'm kind of like confused, like, that they, I understand that, oh, how it annoyed her. Yeah, honestly, I know I'm like, I got a bird brain, but low-key, yeah, that'd be annoying me too, because it's like, can't you guys communicate properly? Like, I see it happening in books, movies, TVs. It's just like, get on with it. The lake vibes are to die for. I really like lake books, like, yeah, summer lake vibes. It's like cute little books. Yeah, okay, wait, guys, it's actually so hard. Okay, and next we have the book's name is Big Little Liars by Lane Moriarty. This is Hannah's review, and apparently this is like a TV show. I don't know where people watch this show on. I've never heard of it, but I'm curious to see, like, when books that were like shows that were books first, I'm curious to see how, like, people who've read both react. It's kind of like The Summer I Turned Pretty, if that makes sense. Like, people who read the book and then watch the show, like, how it, like, how they view it. Like, it's just really interesting for me. Okay, so this is Big Little Lies by Lane Moriarty, and this is Hannah's review. 4-star, by the way. Enjoy the TV show more than the book, but the show follows the book more closely. One reason I enjoy this show more is that it takes a long time for the book to get going and find its rhythm and for momentum to get going. Honestly, that was short and sweet, and I'm grateful for that, because some reviews, it's like, I'm not trying to read it like two-page essay summary. Like, oof, it's just a lot. But enjoy the TV show more than the book. Okay, this is something that genuinely scares me. Like, because books, when I read a book and I watch like a show or a movie based on it, it's like, it makes my eye twitch, because everything's not going how it happened in the book, if that makes sense. But I wish her review is short and sweet, and I like that, but I wish she got more into what the book is, like, about. But I mean, I guess I could just look up what the book's about to find out that information. But honestly, yeah. Okay, next we have a book review, and this is Tig's review, and the book is Wings of Starlight by Allison Saft. Okay, and she gave it a 3.5 out of 5 stars. Okay, first we start with a quote. Did you know I saw your star fall? Really? Really? And then he says how he wished, oh, and then he says how he wished upon her star, cry emoji. Anyways, I absolutely loved Tinkerbell as a child, so couldn't wait for this book. I love learning the backstory or Morley and Clarin. However, I feel like there wasn't enough scenes of them, and I would have loved more. I wish they weren't so selfless. Sad. Also, Artemis and Petra. I would love to read a whole book of just them. I read half of it and listened to the other half, and just couldn't get into the audiobook. I kept zoning out, so we'll probably give it a reread eventually. Honestly, this is about Tinkerbell, what? I'm gonna have to actually go and read what this book is, like, about. But after that, let me dive into her review a little bit. I haven't read it, so I don't know any of this stuff she's talking about. But I couldn't get into the audiobook. Audiobook. Can I just say, I absolutely hate audiobooks. Like, I don't know if I haven't found the right one yet, but someone has to say it, because why is everyone listening to audiobooks? They're like, oh, I could do it doing whatever. And it's actually not that bad. Yes, it is. it's actually that bad. Like, their voices never sound how they sound in my head, and I like just don't like the like just like they're like how they speak. I don't know. Anyways, so I'm looking through the book description, and yeah, this actually seems very interesting. Like, I added it to my want to read list. Yeah, I'm like, oh, this one is a 2-star. This is Ashlyn's review, and this book is Savor It by Tara DeWitt. Okay, her review goes, I didn't savor a thing. This was so boring, I thought I needed a sabbatical. I powered through only so I could read the second one. Fisher was bland, Sage was meh, and the romance had the spark of a wet napkin. Okay. Wow. Okay, these are my thoughts on this. This review is honestly brutal, and I know someone would read this review and they would be like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely not gonna read this book. There's just like a turn off, a turn away from this book. But the fact that she says it's so bad honestly makes me want to read it to find out for myself. Is it that bad? Or, like, is it that bad? Or were you just tripping? So, obviously, I'm adding that to my want to read. And not only that, obviously, I'm gonna have to go click on this book and see other reviews. Okay. Anyways, that's it for now. I'll keep you guys posted with episode 2 and tell you more like this. Have a good day. Bye.